Reed, that leads me to this point, is when you do have disruption in the middle and you've got a dominant defensive front, that makes Levante David start getting his name called in the loudspeaker, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, we talked to David last week, or week three on the conference call, and obviously he was excited about this upcoming opportunity. He didn't have then, but this week. But that's going to even put more focus on Coach Smith and Cutter and those guys' decisions to keep Steven Jackson in the backfield, to help pass protect from Matt Ryan, excuse me, and even Devontae Freeman, who Coach Cutter said is improving in his pass blocking. So it's all about protection. We know if Matt Ryan has time, then he can do some things to get the ball to the weapons. But, again, keeping him safe and protected, you're going to need extra protection with a guy facing a guy like McCoy.
All right, so Falcons need to take care of business. I am encouraged by when you hear the coach. I mean, it's not like a broken record, but, you know, you're still in this. Chip in a chair, as I like to say.
What do you like to say?
Yeah, you got a chip in a chair, like a poker tournament, you know. If you have one chip,
you're still in the poker tournament.
Oh, okay. Chip in a chair, you're in it. So I think the Falcons still have a chip in a chair, and, you know, you're not mathematically eliminated yet. The division, if you look around, the two teams in front of you don't have cakewalks this week by any means. They've got some tough opponents. So go down, and I think instead of looking at the other division, you got to take care of business yourself for a week, don't you?
You do, and you know, the players don't like to look too far ahead, but we can. We don't play, and thank goodness for that. But
you against Joe McCoy is what happens, right?
No, thank you. But you've got Tampa this week. If you take care of business there, then you go to Carolina. You can take care of business there. Suddenly you got two division wins under your belt in 2 weeks, and then you're back home, finally. Do you remember how to get to the Georgia Dome? Are we going to have to provide like some directions for you? Because
Siri's got me covered.
Who's going to go clear the cobwebs off the seats in there?
Cripes almighty, it's been forever since we've been there. And then you're back in the Georgia Dome, and I think four of your last five or six are indoor games, and you know, suddenly it changes things. You've got some tough opponents, very tough opponents in Pittsburgh, and Arizona's playing lights out, and then you go to Green Bay for a Monday night game. Thanks a lot, ESPN, for that one.
Week of that podcast, I'm bringing my parka.
Yeah.
To the podcast.
But, I mean, look, you look at it on paper, and if you start this week with a win, you know, you can maybe string something together and make them competitive second half of the season. So that's kind of what I'm looking at.
You know, Roddy White mentioned earlier in the season being road warriors. I always thought, like, I don't know, when you guys played, like, I like playing on the road. You would think that these guys that you talked about, it's, again, another cliche. I know you don't like those.
But here we go.
Us against the world mentality. Oh. Go,
mark go, that one down.
Go out, Raymond James Stadium, on the road.
How many more you can get there?
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, backs are against the wall. Seriously.
Yes.
So these guys need to come out fighting, and I believe they will.
1 week at a time, one play at a time.
Yeah, just take care of our business. And
Let the chips fall where they may, right? One chip and a chair.
Chip and a chair. That's what we got, baby.
Where'd you pick that idiom up?
Probably Vegas, Jay. Probably. When I was out there at his poker table. And I probably got crushed and had one chip. Hey, chip in a chair.
That's all you need, yeah.